Good evening. Merry Christmas Eve. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to have a little bit of a worship songs and then some Christmas music, but it's all about worshiping and keeping the reason for the season. So if you would stand with me, we're going to worship. Lord, we thank you for this night. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that this night represents, Lord, the eve before you came, Lord. And we thank you, God, for coming. We thank you, God, for laying your glory aside and coming in the form of a humble servant, in the form of a child, and that you submitted yourself to the dangers of this natural life and put yourself in the hands of loving parents. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one, Lord, that gives us the reason, Lord, for this season. The reason, Lord, that we even gather around our trees and exchange gifts, Lord, you are that reason. So, Lord, as we come before you right now, let us worship you. Let us remember, Lord, in song what you've done for us in the mighty, mighty, mighty power and glory of God that was revealed to the shepherds and the wise men and now to us this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
amazing grace. This is unfairly hard that you would take my place.
The glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, Christ the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. We're never alone. We have God with us. Because you came, Lord, as Emmanuel. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for your abiding presence. We thank you for your presence here right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll take a few minutes and just greet each other, love on each other. We'll be back in just a few. Thank you, team.
At this time, my bride and I will be reading portions of the Christmas story. I'm going to start in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. It says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born, in Bethlehem in Judea. They replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star had been seen, or had seen when it rose ahead. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
I'm reading Luke 2, 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Sorry, you guys. This is so amazing that God came and he sent his son. I'm just so overwhelmed with that he felt that we were worth it, even though we were going to say no to him and defy him and do these things. He still said, you know what? Even if I just get one, it's worth it. Even if I just get one. I'm just so overwhelmed by that. Okay. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Let's pray. So God, I just pray that this story, Lord, the story of you sending your son, God, as a little baby for us, for every single person that could hear my voice right now, that revelation would rest in our hearts today, Lord. Although we're going to go home and spend time with family and spend time with friends and open presents and eat good food and watch good movies, Lord, that we would not forget the goodness of who you are. We would not forget, Lord, the gift that you gave, Lord, the price that you paid for our lives, for our souls. Let that revelation be real to us today, Jesus. Let us not take a moment, Lord, and take for granted what you did on the cross for us and how it all started with you coming here as a baby. Right now, I just pray, Lord, that you would begin to speak to hearts in this room. You would begin to speak to hearts, Lord, that need to know your love, your unconditional love. Those in this room who don't feel like they're worth a Christ dying for them. Right now, Lord, speak to your sons and daughters, God. Let us know who we are and whose we are, that we are yours, that you love us. You love us all enough to send your son while we were still sinners, while we still sin, while we were going to sin, you sent your son for us. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we need to prepare a little bit, get some of these lights off. Okay. All right. One of the favorite parts of the candle lighting service, the actual candle lighting. I've got a candle ready for me here. Let me get it. Oops.
I can't see.
Hey, you're good. Hang on a second. I got it. Why do we do candle lighting? Because it's a tradition. It is that. But it also is something else. It shows, I think, in a practical way, us, and hopefully those that don't necessarily know everything about what it means to be a Christian or what it means to be a child of God, what the story's about. As you saw there, there's a lit nativity scene, and as we just heard, those two famous Bible stories of the wise men and the shepherds. The wise men followed a star that was miraculously in the sky and moving around and finally ended up being over the place where the child was. Of course, the shepherds who were watching their sheep probably late in the morning, were all of a sudden overwhelmed by the sky lighting up. Must have been blowing away any fireworks display that's ever been. Heaven was rejoicing because the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, as we said earlier, Emmanuel, came to earth as a little baby. And so on that amazing night, the light of the world, came into the world. Don't know my own breath. Come on, here we go. The light of the world came into the world. The light that was for all mankind. As Pastor Eric prayed, even though all mankind doesn't receive the light, it's available for all mankind. So that one light started to live. It says that his life was the light of men. Now that light, when he was 33 years old, was extinguished. I'm not going to blow this out. But it looked like the light went out for mankind. His followers didn't know what happened. They didn't understand why their amazing miracle worker, Messiah, who they were following, died. But 3 days later, the light lit up again. And what he did is he shed and spread his light to all of his followers. And so today, tonight, what we're going to do is one by one, we're going to light each other's candle. So the way that is done, I'll demonstrate. You hold your candle straight up, the one who's lit. And the one that's lighting their candle comes and lights. And give it a second to burn. And then we light the next candle. And this is Christianity 101. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, hold it straight up, hon. There you go. Hold your lights straight up. That way the wax will catch on that little holder. Jesus, the light of the world, started the process of each and every one of us becoming lights. Jesus said later on, you are the light of the world. Go into all the world and share your light. And so as you saw when I was first talking, it was dark. And sometimes our world looks dark, doesn't it? Sometimes the activities of this world look dark and like they're unredeemable. There's no way that any good could come from them. But there is. Because the light of the world is still here. In you and in me. And as we spread that light through our actions, through our words, through our prayers, through our devotion to God, others see that light and they're attracted to the light. Still got a couple more candles to light here. Take a moment, look around. Look at the light. Doesn't matter how dark the world gets, if we let our light shine in the darkness, they will see the truth. And as they see the truth and they experience the truth and they know the truth, it'll help them live a little more freer as God intended them to be. So yes, this is an amazing moment to look around and remember the tradition of the candle lighting. But more than that, I think it's a demonstration of what can take place when we become the light of the world in the same order as Jesus. Do you have anything that you'd like to share, babe? So, Father, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you that the light came to the world. The one true light that gave light to all men, gave life to all men. And Lord, we thank you that we get to participate now as your children, as lights of the world. Help us never take that for granted, Lord. Help us never to extinguish our light because of anger or resentment or even hate. Lord, you love the world so much, Father, that you gave your only Son. And Jesus, you love the world so much that you hung on the cross. Help us love the world, Lord, even when it's unlovely. Help us be the ones that are different and make a difference in this lost and dying world. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. That's right, Herman. Why don't we all stand for a moment? Just let our candles burn for a moment. Say a prayer in your heart if you'd like. Then when you're ready, the way you want to do is just lightly blow on the candle. Don't grab with your fingers or anything. What's that? Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yep, continue to hold it upright till it dries or hardens. Praise the Lord. Love all of you. Thank you for spending this Christmas Eve with us. We're now going to have refreshments and spend a little bit of time of fellowship. And I pray you have a blessed Christmas day with your family. And just allow that light that you carry to shine bright. Amen. Amen. We can turn on the lights now. Let there be light. Praise the Lord. That was so sweet.